star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Richmond Spiders, Russ Huseman. Good morning, Coach Huseman.
Good morning.
An impressive home opener for you guys on Saturday as you rolled past a good Howard team, 68-20, kind of jumped on them early and never let up. Talk about the performance of your team.
Well, I mean, pretty obvious we played really well on offense to score 68 points. We executed well. Our quarterback play is tremendous. We had some wideouts make some catches and then get some big yards after the catch. Our running backs ran really hard, made some people miss. And then up front offensively, we put our hats on the right guys, and that's a recipe for success there. Defensively, I think we played good. For the most part, there's probably two series in that game where you don't feel real good about what you did. But I think for the most part, defensively, we played good. And in the kicking game, you know, we had the one block field goal at the beginning of the game that was big because I think it gave us a little bit of momentum. But, our kicking game has to improve or we'll be in trouble when we get into conference play.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Russ, it appeared as though you tried to find new ways to get your wideouts the ball, a lot of jet sweeps, a lot of quick screens. Was that because of what Howard was doing or because of the modification in the way the Spiders are approaching things?
Well, you know, we've kind of been like that for years now, Jeff, and, you know, since Jeff Durden's been with me, and we've done a lot of that stuff. We haven't done very much of it leading up, but, I think, you know, when you got guys like Cortrell Simpson who can do stuff with the ball in his hands, Tyler Wilkins, Deshaun Brissett, you know, you got guys, you want to find ways to get them the ball. Obviously, the quick screen stuff, we have done that in the previous games and try to get it out and get some, you know, get a hat on people and let them try to find a seam. But I think the one thing with our wideouts in this game that impressed me is when they caught passes somewhere downfield, 5, 7, 8 yards downfield, and then did something with it afterwards. I mean, that really brings the passing numbers up, and I know Kyle Laletta was real thrilled with what our wideouts did with the ball after they caught it.
Hey, if I could follow up, when it's a lot to a little at halftime, as a coach, is it your job to think about perhaps seedings in the FCS tournament, and might that affect the way you call a game in the second half to really put an exclamation point on the score?
No, our halftime conversation and obviously offensive guys took their guys and defensive guys, but I could hear, you know, some of the comments that they were making to our football team, and it's no matter who was in the game in the second half, to take pride in what you were doing and take pride in executing and not flop around. Sometimes what happens in the second half, you know, you can flop around a little bit. You know, guys can get sloppy, you can miss tackles, you can turn the ball over, and we told our guys, and that's basically the only thing I thought about and told our guys was, I want whoever's in this game to execute at a high level, and hopefully it's good enough for us to move the ball and get some time off the clock. You know, if you notice in the second half, I mean, we took almost every second off the clock. As when we played Kyle in the first unit, the first series, and then when everybody else came in, you know, it was run the clock down to 3-4 seconds, and then we ran the ball every snap. So we weren't trying to score, but defensively, you always take pride. I know our defensive unit, they don't want to give up yards and points, and you take pride in just, you know, what you're doing defensively. But never wants to ever think about, you know, how it would look. You know, I don't know if it looks any different to the committee, you know, with you winning like that or you winning by one. I think they look at wins and losses, but that never, ever crossed my mind.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Russ, we've talked often over the last few weeks about Kyle Laletta and what a special talent he is, but Saturday – 26 of 29 for 321 and six touchdowns. And as you said, only played that first series of the second half. How good was that performance just from an efficiency standpoint?
Really good. You know, he's played well in the first three games. He's doing a great job for us, no question about it, not only with, you know, getting the ball to the right people, but, you know, his leadership, his approach to the game, his commitment to being great. But you got to give our wideouts a lot of credit. I mean, there were a lot of short throws that turned – you know, there were some five-yard throws, six, seven, eight-yard throws that turned into, you know, 15, 20, 45, and one was a 70-yarder by Porter Abel. So, you know, Kyle had some help, and he'll be the first one to tell you he had a lot of help.
I know establishing the running game and getting that going was something that was a focus of yours, and 301 yards on Saturday. You had three different guys go over 50. What did you think of the running game performance, and is that something that you'll hope will continue for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we want to run the football, and for us to run the ball as well as we did, I was really, really pleased with our guys. You know, I think this was the first game where we felt good about where we, you know, we put hats on the right people, we stayed on blocks, and then we gave our backs a little bit of room in there, and once you did that, I think we've got really good backs, and, you know, once they had a little bit of room, you know, now they break an arm tackle, or they make somebody miss, or they, you know, they run through, or, you know, a tackle, and that's what our running backs did. I was awful proud of how hard they ran, and, you know, some of the cuts that they made were right. And but it is, you know, it starts up front. If you cut people loose, and you never get it started, you'll be in trouble. And I was proud that we could get the running game started and then let our backs play like they're capable of playing.
Switching sides of the ball to your defense, Howard had put up big numbers against both UNLV and Kent State, and a lot have been talked about Kalen Newton, their quarterback, and you guys hold them to just 91 yards on the ground. As you've gone back and looked at it, how did you feel your defense performed?
Well, we contained the two guys we had in mind to contain between Newton and their running back, Phil, y'all. You know, those two guys were impressive in the first two games, and they had us really nervous, and we made the decision that we were going to, you know, take those two kids out of the game, survive everywhere else. And, you know, I think the game plan from Coach Brathwaite and the defensive coaches was really good. And, you know, we made that decision that we were going to have two guys on Newton and we were going to fit gaps and not give their tailback any room inside. And, you know, they caught some balls on us. One was on a scramble, a nice play. And then they caught a couple, you know, late in the game that we weren't real happy about. But for the most part, I mean, we did a good job. We didn't let them get in space, and we tackled pretty decent.
Dale Matthews came up with a couple big interceptions for your team there in the first half. Just talk about his performance in the game.
He's been solid all year for us. You know, he was dinged up in camp, and, you know, he came into the first game as a backup. But we knew he does a lot for our football team. You know, he makes all the defensive calls. He's never in the wrong position, and it shows. I mean, he was in the right position on two throws and made the picks. But, you know, in the running game, he's not flashy, but somehow he's in the right gap. He moves the right direction, and really pleased with how he's playing. And Ruben along with him at the inside linebacker spot. So we got a lot of productivity out of both those guys this week.
CAA opener on Saturday. You're back at home against an Elon team that is coming off a couple of good wins over Furman, and on Saturday against Charleston Southern. What has impressed you about them as you've looked at them on film, and what are some of the things you feel like your team's going to need to do Saturday?
Well, I think the first thing that I noticed was the physicality on both sides of the ball. You know, they're in the gun, but they are physical. I mean, they come off the ball. Their backs run really, really hard. They break tackles. You know, it's the kind of offense that I like to see and like to run as a coach, you know, with the physicality and both sides of the ball. I mean, they're really physical. They got those guys playing with a lot of confidence and playing hard. I think the one thing that they've got going for them, too, is they've won two really close games, and that builds confidence. You know, when you can win those, you know, three-point games or a field goal at the end, or, you know, somebody misses one, you know, they Charleston Southern had a 52-yarder, and you don't make many of those. But so I think they're playing with a lot of confidence. I think their coaching staff has them believing they can play and win. And they look really good. I've been extremely impressed with how well they've played.
All right, Russ, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
Thank you. See you guys.
Thank you.